You know, I really don't like that shirt. It has a marijuana leaf on it, and I think that gives the wrong impression. Where are you off to this late at night anyway? Young man, I'm talking to you. The least you could do is pay attention. Oh, yes, dear. Good night. I'll come to bed soon. I swear, that man goes to sleep earlier every night. Now, I was asking you what your plans are this evening. You were too busy texting your friends to answer your mother, apparently. Just hanging out with a few friends. Are you sure you don't mean a few dozen friends at that party over at Steve's? Yes, I heard you talking to him on the phone that I pay for, I might add. So the least you could do is answer my questions directly and truthfully. Are there going to be girls at that party? Yes, I know you're just home from college and an adult. It doesn't matter. I want to know if there will be girls at the party that you're going to. I thought so. And will Crystal Wilson be there? Typical. What do I mean by that? Oh, I mean that Crystal is a little slut, just like her mother was. You heard me, young man. You're an adult, so you should hear the truth. Your father has been down that road more than once, I'm sure. Yes, I'm saying your father has had sex with Mrs. Wilson, like half the men in this town. It's disgusting, really. No, I mean, if it weren't for the cheating, I'd be okay with it. At least someone in this town's getting properly fucked. But men always go for the new shiny thing and think it's better than what they already have. I don't know why you're acting all surprised that I use that language. You're the one who's always telling me that you're a grown man. Well, it's time for you to realize that growing up comes with certain responsibilities. Tonight, you're gonna do what I want, and that's all there is to it. I forbid you from going to the party. I'm not afraid to cancel your internet and Xbox Live either, young man. You're darn right I'm upset, mister. You're just like your father, so wasteful. Always going out and spending money and time on things that you don't need. You're going all the way out to this party for some pussy, when there's a perfectly good pussy right here at home. What pussy? Come on. Mine, of course. Shh, your father could still be awake, as unlikely as that is. I'm not joking. You're planning to go out and go through all this time and money and trouble to impress a girl who doesn't even know how to handle a cock. She's gonna slurp you for a minute and fuck you for two and then get bored because she doesn't even know what she wants or how she wants it. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Do you even know how to please a woman? Oh, I'm sure you're very eager and willing. But the real trick is to start by listening to her. The problem is, little bits of fluff like Crystal Wilson don't even know what they want. So they just try to get you off as fast as possible and then lie about how good you are. I won't stand for that. If you're going to get laid in this house, mister, you're going to do it properly. That's right. You're getting me off tonight with that young, hard fucking cock of yours. And then you're gonna come inside me. And that's the final word on the subject. You're gonna fuck me at least once tonight. And you're gonna like it too. All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. Well, obviously, we can't do this in the kitchen. And there's too much of a risk of getting caught on the couch, even if it would be comfortable, and you could bend me over the back of it. Go to the guest room downstairs and get undressed. I'm going to make sure your father's asleep, and then I'll join you. Well, it's good to see you still know how to listen to your mother from time to time. Although, you don't have to hide under the sheets. I've seen you naked. No, I don't mean from a long time ago. I mean from last week. You tend to shower with the door open, and I got a very good look. Oh, you've got a great body, and well, God, I love your cock. Oh, it was fun to watch you play with it, too. You sure are more attractive than your dad. Yeah, I suppose fucking my son would be cheating on your father. Is that a problem for you? I mean, seriously, I can see that tent you're making under the sheets. So, at worst, maybe you're just a bit conflicted, Well, then let this be the first lesson. If you want your lover to stay true to you, then treat them right and get them off. Make sure that they know you love them, yes, but also that you want to pleasure them. If your father had done even half of the bare minimum, then I wouldn't have even thought of seducing my own son. But here we are. So having said that, are you sure that there isn't a part of you that gets off on the idea of taking what belongs to him? I'm not just your mother. I'm his wife. I'm his woman. And I'm throwing myself at you. Not only that, I've already told you that I want you to come inside of me with no protection. That's a very intimate act to perform with someone, even if they aren't related to you and married to your father. I really do think you're a handsome young man, you know. That's part of why I couldn't let you go out tonight. I think of you with the useless Crystal Wilsons of the world, and it just makes me crazy. Which means, yes, I'm jealous of my son giving sexual attention to another woman. It may be immoral, but it's true. Oh, I tried to deny it, to pretend that I was just appreciating what a handsome young man you'd grown into. But really, I was lying to myself. I could never stand it when girls flirted with you, or worse, when other mothers checked you out. So now you've heard it all, and you're naked. And you're hard for your mother. Do you want me to go, or do you want me to strip and take that delicious cock inside of me? I thought that would be your answer. Yes, I'm going to strip these clothes off slowly. You know I believe that some things are better if you have to wait. That's why I've always told you to be patient for dessert. Off comes the shirt and this bra. My tits might be a bit affected by gravity, but I bet they're also a lot bigger than anything you've handled before. Oh, you see how my nipples are tightening up? That's because I'm thinking about my son's strong hands. God, oh, I haven't been this turned on in years. And off comes the yoga pants. No panties tonight. Oh, that's right. I do wear them for you. Do you know how many times I've caught you looking at my ass, mister? It would be shocking if I wasn't so turned on by your attention. I don't usually trim quite this much, but I thought you might appreciate it. Can you see how wet your mother is for you? How much she wants you inside of her? So let's pull back that sheet and... You look so good, honey. No, I'm not just saying it. I really mean it. It's been impossible to be around you and keep my hands to myself. That's why you've been getting all those long hugs lately. I love feeling your body pressed into mine, especially when you get an erection. Plus, you are so adorable when you get embarrassed. All right, I promise I won't embarrass you anymore tonight. So, what do you want? I mean it. I may have been talking about my own gratification earlier, but mommy wants to make you feel good too. I'm the one seducing you, after all. It's okay. You don't have to ask permission. Just do what you want. A good start, but don't you want to put your tongue in my mouth? Oh, that's it, baby. You have a natural way with this. But your hands aren't doing anything. I don't know. Where would you like to put them? Back. Your hands feel so good on my tits, sweetie. Did you feel how my nipples hardened against your palm like that? Oh, I love it when my man takes what he wants from me. I can't get enough. How did you know I love getting my nipples pinched, young man? Oh, fuck. Oh, don't stop. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Suck on them. Please. Fuck. Oh, don't be gentle. Be harsh. Take them. Tongue them. Oh, they belong to you, baby. Oh. You like that, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, I could just get off from you sucking on my tits. Oh, but mommy needs your tongue and your mouth so much tonight, baby. Oh, will you let me ride your face? Oh, I promise I'll try to be gentle. But I don't think you'll mind if I get a little bit rough. Okay, lay down. Yeah, just like that. I'm gonna straddle you. Oh, this is so fucking naughty. And I'm so fucking wet right now. God. Do you like my pussy up close, sweetie? Oh, I need your mouth on me so badly. Oh, but I just want you to explore me for now. All right? And feel... Oh, your hands move around my thighs and my ass, squeezing, oh, probing, holding me to your mouth. Oh, I love that. Oh, my pussy touching your mouth. It's turning me on. Oh, so much. Oh, yeah, baby. Just like that. Kiss me. Oh, yeah. Be a little gentle at first. Up. Up. There, yes. Fuck. Oh, your father never found my clit. Oh, that fast. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm fine, baby. I just, almost came. It's like a small orgasm. It just kind of took me by surprise. Oh, God. Oh, no, you can stop. You did so well. Oh, my God. Oh, I feel like I'm built into at least one big orgasm, and I want to come with you inside me. And before that, I really want to taste your cock. May I? Yes, your mother is asking your permission to blow you. Oh, God, I don't want to push you too far. I know what we're doing is unconventional, and I love you. And I want you to feel safe with me. Oh, God. Your cock is so... so nice. I wondered what it would be like up close. Oh. Smell is so fucking manly. Oh, I just want a little taste. God, you taste fantastic. Just like the rest of you. Your cock is perfect. You're everything a man should be. And it's not just because you're young either. We're all hot when we're young. You're special. And you're mine. At least for now, I won't share. But as much as I would love for you to finish in my mouth, I know where I need you to come. So how about it? Do you want to breed your own mother? Oh no, I told you I don't have any condoms. And if I did, we wouldn't be using them. Why? Because I want to feel you come inside me. Oh, I want that luscious, virile cum flowing into me. God. And I think you want that too. That's right. Keep going. Take what you want from your mother. Oh, push me on my back. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Now force my legs open. Oh, don't be gentle. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're in charge, baby. That's right. Take what belongs to your father. Take it from him. And make it yours. Oh. Oh, I feel you. Oh, you're almost inside me. Push it aside. Oh, don't worry about hurting me. Fuck. Just enter me. I need it so bad. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm great. I'm sorry I was so loud. You feel perfect inside me. Oh, I was just gonna ask you to hold back from coming, but oh, I'm so close already. Just ride me, baby. Don't worry. Yes. Oh, yes. Like that. Sometimes I might ride you too, and oh, just take my pleasure from you. Oh, it's all right, as long as you care about your lover's pleasure. Oh, but you're very virile, aren't you? Oh, I bet you need to come 2 or 3 times a day. Oh, that often? Oh, well, I'll do my best to keep up with you. Oh, every morning I can make you breakfast. And then, oh, you can be my breakfast. Oh, I love a hot load of creamy cum first thing. And when you get home and you're stressed from college, you can just bend me over the kitchen table and fucking use me. Before your sister gets home, of course. Speaking of her, she's all grown up too, but she still acts like a brat sometimes, doesn't she? Maybe we could get her back just a little bit. Do you want to fuck mommy on all fours on your sister's bed? Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'm very dirty. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep going. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, yes, baby. Oh, God. Oh, that's yours now. My pussy, oh, belongs to you. Oh, do you like that? Oh, yeah. Fill me, baby. Fill that place where you came from with your cum. Oh, I want it, baby. I want it flowing out of my pussy and onto my thighs. I want my womb to be, oh, so full. Yes. Yes. Yes, I feel you inside me. Spasming. Coming. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, God, baby. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, you? Oh, we're fantastic. Oh, you knew exactly what I needed tonight. Oh. Tomorrow night, we can talk more about other ways to please each other. Oh, no, sweetie. Yeah, this isn't going to be a one-night stand. No way. For as long as our affair goes on, I'm going to work very hard to be the woman of your dreams. Maybe not forever. I want you to meet a nice girl and settle down. And be happy. Then again, maybe I could have my own grandchildren. After all, my womb is full of my son's virile cum, isn't it? Oh, is that turning you on? Oh, look at you, getting hard again already. Oh my God. I'm going to have to get in better shape if I'm going to keep up with you. No way, mister. No son of mine is wasting his cum jerking off. As long as I'm available, you'll be emptying your balls straight into me. So, what should it be? Should I ride you dry? Or do you have some stress you want to take out on mommy? Doggy style would probably be best for that. Oh, we are going to have so much fun together. I just know it.